This is CRNH on KXL. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the show. This hour of the program is presented by Concord Food Co-op. And the segment of the show brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. That's who my family trusts to call for all our plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and electrical needs. I encourage you to experience the Paradigm Shift by checking out ParadigmPH.com. Joining us right now on the program on New Year's Eve is Steve Labby. He is the owner of Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Steve, how are you?
Almost Happy New Year, Chris.
Almost. We just got a couple more days to go. And, you know, as I've been saying for the last couple of days, there have been so many people like, let's just get 2020 over with. I saw a really good sign. I forget where it was, but it said, I'm interested in 2021, but I'd like to read the terms and conditions first. Right? Awesome. I mean, it's like you got to have a little bit of hesitation. Like everybody's like, oh, once you get to 2021, everything's going to be better. And it's great to have that attitude. Like it's good to have hope. And but you got to also have some, you know, some facts in my view to go along with it. And, you know, we're in a place right now where it is a lot of challenging circumstances that exist. And, you know, it's kind of like the old alcohol thing where it's like, yeah, you can have a couple drinks, but it's not going to drink your problems away. They're still going to be there the next morning. And to me, that's kind of like what New Year's is this year. It's like, oh, yeah, let's just get rid of 2020. It's been the worst year ever. But, you know, it's great to have hope. And it's important to, you know, to have that kind of traditional calendar turning. But everything's still going to kind of be the same come 2021.
Yeah, no, and I always notice that. But, you know, you do a mind shift in trying to make it, you know, a little bit better. You know, you've got some goals that you get down and some things that you want to. And it was funny because I was talking to my wife and I'm like, I've become an introvert. She's like, what? She's like, you're not an introvert at all. I go, I really don't hang out with a lot of people anymore. I said, you know, I stay home a lot. You know, we're working remotely. I'm becoming an introvert. She's laughing. You know, she's like, you are, when this thing breaks, you are going to be like, right, Johnny Apple.
Like a caged animal.
Yeah. But, you know, it is funny because it is true. You know, it's like I have a small circle, mostly family, that I hang out with. Hang out with my parents and my son. And, you know, I have to be careful. Doris's mom's 89. You know, we're all, you know, sharing food and being together. But we're in a very, very small circle. And I'm very, very careful of who I'm hanging out with, too.
No, I think it's true pretty much for everybody at this point where, you know, we all had our circles and places that we'd go and outside of work activities and all of that. And it's gone. Like it's here. The people I talk to are the people I talk to for this show. And that's just about it.
You've become an introvert as well.
Yeah. Well, I always have been more on that side of things than you. I've been practicing social distancing for my entire life, but I do, but like, I'm one of those people. I love going places. I love meeting, you know, new people and learning things and, seeing things in a different sense. So that's been a big change, is just the travel element. I love to travel. Love to travel across the state. Love to travel for the show, across the country. And no, that has not happened at all for coming up on a year. You know, as I said before, I was at a place and went up and we were doing a kind of a tour thing of it a few weeks ago. And the building had been fully filled, and then the calendars were all still set to March 2019 in this upstairs avenue. And it was like Chernobyl. It was like every calendar, like all the little desk calendars, every calendar on the wall was set to March of 2019 because that's the last time people were there. It was remarkable, and that's been the case for many of these you know, different commercial businesses and large scale, you know, employers where some, because of restrictions on who could be in the workplace, whether imposed by the state or by the entity themselves, people have not been there for 9 months. They just kind of left their desks and they were gone, and And that's
spooky.
Yeah, it was. It was incredibly spooky because, like I said, I remember watching that Chernobyl film and, you know, how everything just kind of stopped there. And, you know, kids' toys were dropped on the ground. And it was kind of the same type of a dynamic where everything was still set the same way it had been when people left because of the pandemic. And, you know, we kind of talked about this before you came on where we're in a time right now where we could least afford to have the type of COVID fatigue that we do. And a lot of people have just kind of given up on this and are going to just do their thing. They're going to have their Christmas celebrations. They're going to have their New Year's parties. And they've decided that, oh, it's just a small percentage of the population that dies, the small population that gets infected. Everything will be okay. I'm going to take my chances. And do you just consider the incredible difference in the mindset and approach for the first 3 months where everybody was completely on board? And, you know, in retrospect, maybe as a result of that, there was not as much COVID as it could have been here in the state, or, you know, we overreacted in that circumstance. And now that, you know, the big bad wolf is knocking on the door, we're all like, no, it's everything's good. It's just grandma. It's not a wolf. And we're having that mindset now. And as a result of that, you know, hospitals are really being tested at this point. And, you know, the worst is likely still ahead while, you know, the vaccine is on the horizon for folks. But it seems like we're kind of just putting our heads down and taking our chances at this point. And, you know, this is probably the worst time to be having that approach.
Yeah. No, I know. You gotta have a balance in life, and you and I both understand that. But, you know, going back to fun things that, you know, you're missing out. Like, I used to play some poker with my friends for fun, you know, and it's like my wife was going to be getting a shoulder surgery. So it's like I can't be in any harm's way. Like, I have to be really case point on, you know?
Yeah, and everybody, you know, I've used the example a lot of times with my dad, and my dad has had some health issues and, you know, made the decision that just couldn't see him unless, you know, that I was going to get tested on a basis where it was right prior to seeing him. And then you worry about false negatives and things of that nature as well. So it's been difficult because we're adults and we don't want to be told what we're going to do. We want to have control of our own lives. We want to do what we want when we want to do it. That is the right of adulthood. It's what we waited for when we were kids. We all sat there and said, there's going to be a day when my parents aren't going to be able to tell me what to do. Now, they still tell me what to do, but whatever.
It's a big timeout.
Right.
We've been put in timeout.
Exactly. We've been put in timeout for months now. And it's like, okay, when? Yeah. And people have, it's like more than anything else, and we'll stop talking about COVID here in a second, but more than anything else, COVID is a mental test. It is a mental test. It is mental gymnastics of weighing risk and, you know, deciding what you should and shouldn't do and living with the ramifications of that. Like, there are people who have had you know, circumstances where they've let their guard down. They've decided they're going to do something. They're going to go out to the bar. They were going to go to a political rally. And then they have just felt like total anxiety for 14 days of, oh, my God, do I have COVID? My throat hurts a little bit. Is that it? Like, oh, I just walked up the stairs and I'm breathing a lot heavier than I usually am. Do I have COVID? So it's this entire mental gymnastics that is much more, you know, in my view, is going to cause much greater harm to individuals long term than the actual COVID as a society as a whole. And the ramifications of isolation and of, you know, the decisions that we have made. And if, God forbid, something happens to a parent after you had a Thanksgiving gathering or a Christmas gathering or a loved one and they die as a result of that, or are sick or have long-term ramifications, then there's the mental side of that as well. So to me, even in the illness piece, there is that incredible, you know, mental piece of, did I do as much as I should have done to be safe, particularly, you know, when people who take every precaution end up getting COVID.
Yeah. Well, you know, back to some of the results of this pandemic, you know, I'm looking for a shower base, you know, and I can't find one. They're not going to start production for 48 more days. And I need my rough done. And I've been, you know, finishing my little staycation here at my house. And so yesterday I was really on the move to try to find that that shower base. And I did find one, and it's on a loading dock, but we can't seem to get the trucking company over to get it. And this has been going on for a month and a half. So it's just been interesting that you just are trying to move a pong, you know, on the chessboard, and you're waiting and waiting and waiting. And it's interesting. It's really, really interesting about the material factor of, you know, still that is looming. I think, you know, once production gets going and they start making some of these, then it's not going to even be, you know, a factor anymore. But, you know, they can't get anything but that shower base because I already got the shower door. So it's interesting on how one thing changes and it affects 10 other things. And when we started this this staycation, we were talking about heights and elevations and things and, you know, the structure and how it was going to be done. And we were thinking about moving just one thing in the beginning. And, boy, what a ripple effect that has. And it's such as life, you know. You do one thing. You, like you said, you go out or you do something. You know, there's a consequences to every move that you make. I like the consequences of when you do something right. Like, you know, my son, he said to me, he goes, "Dad, I don't think I'm going to be able to ice fish with you on Sunday." And he goes, "Are you still going to go?" And I go, "I really want to be with you, so I'll probably pass on it." And so he calls me up and he says, "You know what? I made a different decision. I'd really like to ice fish tomorrow. Everything's lining up." And I said, "Let's do this." Two other people met us, and all of a sudden, we had the most phenomenal day. I had one of the best sausages I've ever eaten. One of my friends got a deer. Mm-hmm. He makes jalapeno and cheese sausage. And I'm like saying to myself, going, "Nick, you created this day." And he just looks at me and he goes, "Well, yeah, we created it together." I says, "I know, but you weren't going to fish Sunday. And look at what turned out of it." So I like to look at all the good things that do come out of making those small little decisions, like, "Hey, I think I'll go ice fishing with you," you know?
Yeah, and, you know, your industry, the landscaping industry, have, you know, experienced a lot of success during this time period as well, because there's been, you know, such a focus on staying at home, and you're looking at the four walls of your house, you're looking at the, you know, the backyard, you have some extra money coming your way now, the stimulus funds, and you're like, "Okay, what am I going to do with that? How am I going to invest it?" And for people who are, you know, are looking at their house and spending so much time there, I mean, that's been an area of focus. And also, you know, using the outdoors that are around us. I went yesterday, I was going skiing, and I could not find my gloves. So I had to go to three different places to try to find gloves in my size because everybody was sold out of them, because people are going outdoors. They're trying new things. And, you know, as a result, as you mentioned that, as a result of that, the supply chain is being tested in a significant way, because there is more demand for things than there have been before, where the shower in the past may have just been like a 5-minute thing. Get, you know, get some water on you, get out the door, wake up, and off you go. But now you're like, "Hey, I have like an hour to kill. Why not take a shower for a half hour and think and enjoy myself and get that shower head that hits my neck just in the right spot?" And
yeah,
right.
Now,
I mean,
you're talking, baby.
It's all changed. And yeah, as a result of that, you know, the supply chain issues have been significant in landscaping, in outdoor sports, and, you know, in your arena as well.
Yeah. You know, and then, of course, there's still the pricing factor, because, you know, that was another thing. We got a really great job with Portland Group. They ended up selling us that shower base. It was a Memoirs Kohler unit, and it's beautiful, and it's exactly what we want. And then I think it was like $750-ish. And then I looked online, and they had one that I could get in 2 weeks. And get this, it was $1,300. So, you know, you're looking at almost a double markup on a shower base. And you're contemplating because you can't hold up the rough, right? But the thing is you're like, you can't do it, you know? Like, and then also, too, we know what great prices that we're getting for personal use with the Portland Group. So it's pretty amazing on how people, you know, take care of you and you know the ones that are. And then you say, you know what, I'm going to have a little more patience. I'm going to get it. It's going to come in. Why do I want to pay more? Why do I want to take the sale from someone I care about? So all these other factors jump into your head. Yes, you want to get it done, but then it teaches you patience. And guess what? The project's going to be delayed for 2, 3, 4 weeks. That's what's been going on.
Well, Steve, it is the new year soon.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that, you know, this year more than ever, it's important to have those New Year's resolutions. It's important to look out towards the future and, you know, to hold on to those and make them reality. As you mentioned, like, this is kind of a timeout. A pause button has been hit. And, you know, we have a chance to take a step back and reshape things into the lives that we wish to have and the lives that we wish to live, and to make things come to fruition and to live, you know, a life of purpose and to do things, you know, with conviction and meaning. And, you know, I think that that's the lesson of the pandemic in a positive sense, and, you know, is something that we need to focus on coming into to 2021, starting to put the things that we have realized and learned during this into action.
Yeah, definitely. You got it, buddy.
As always, appreciate you joining us for the program. We should chat again soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that is Steve Labby. He is the owner of Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. I am Chris Ryan. This hour of the show is presented by the Concord Food Co-op, and that segment of the program brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical.